The coronavirus has cut deeply into Bloomington Normal's economy. One area that seems to be doing just fine is the housing market. During the first 5 months of the year, the pace of sales is actually up about 4%. That's a reversal of an overall slowdown seen here in 2019. Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Penny Wilson tells Ryan Denham why people were still making deals even as everything else ground to a halt.
Well, I think that with more people working, schooling, and just being home in general, it's really not too much of a shock that they're considering moving to something that's bigger and can accommodate their needs that have evolved during this situation. And people still need to move, even during a pandemic. You know, we have renters are looking for more space and are converting from renting to buying. First-time home buyers from the past are upgrading. Empty nesters are downsizing. Some of them are upsizing, but mostly, you know, downsizing. And additionally, we have a good number of the large companies who are bringing employees to the area to fill their available positions. So that's helped as well.
So how are realtors and your buyers, your sellers, how's everybody adapting to, you know, going into homes and being safe and taking the right precautions?
We had the guidelines that were given to us by the CDC. So, you know, we were careful to follow those, the safe practices of, you know, distancing and masks where needed. We had, you know, sellers were leaving their homes, the lights on, the doors open, things like that, so that we were able to follow those guidelines. And because we had those guidelines, it made it a little bit easier for us to say, hey, here's what we need you to do. Wear a mask, don't touch anything. If anything was touched, then I was able to, you know, wipe that down, things like that. So technology has helped us because we have virtual tours, learning, you know, we could use the 3D technology so they could walk through a home, video conferencing. You know, we could do that by phone. We could do that with Zoom. So technology has been a great help to get us through this as well.
And have you heard of anybody, like even anecdotally, just, you know, buying a house or putting an offer on something, you know, sight unseen, you know, something they haven't been able to go visit yet?
I have heard this, yes. And I think there were a few that happened in our area. I did not personally do that, but I know that there have been a few that has happened, yes.
How has the pandemic changed, like the latter parts of the process, so closings, for example?
You know, sometimes, you know, the buyer's in one room, the seller's in another room. Real estate agents are not part of the sitting there and congratulating their buyers or their sellers at the table anymore because we don't need to be there. And, you know, I've been part of this business for almost 15 years, and one of the greatest pleasures is to have your buyer and seller be congratulated there in person. But we're working through that.
So the pace of home sales in the McLean County area is actually up about 4% January through May, year over year. But the average price for a home sold is actually down 2.5%. But as I understand it, that's due largely to an increase in sales in more rural areas, which is kind of bringing the whole average down. Is that right?
Well, average home prices are down slightly for our overall market, which includes the rural areas of McLean and DeWitt and Livingston as well. But there's a 25%, I suppose, we could say increase in rural market sales. And those are a little lower than just Bloomington Normal, which shows about a 6% increase through May.
Past couple of years, low inventory has been a drag on the market. Where are we at on inventory at this point?
Well, it's still a case of supply and demand, and when there's a high demand and low inventory, makes for a great seller's market. So homes, if they're in that sweet spot of price and condition and area, you know, then they're hitting the market and selling within hours.
What else are you seeing in trend lines here in the Bloomington Normal housing markets, and what do you expect the rest of the year?
Well, the overall prediction is that the third quarter is going to be strong, mostly due to lesser amount of inventory and the large number of buyers that are ready to go. And interest rate, you know, is at a record low. So it's definitely a time to buy and sell. And actually, I don't know if you saw the Business Insider article on June 11th. It said Bloomington Normal was fourth out of 30 places best to live after a pandemic. So that's going to help our sales, I believe.
That's Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Penny Wilson speaking with Ryan Denham. Another sign that the busy summer selling season is going well, pending sales were up 12% at the end of May.